Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined on the phone by Dave Spanos, CEO of Annex Wealth Management. Dave, happy Tuesday to you.
Yeah, to you as well. Thanks for having me on.
Indeed. So I just saw this morning that the average cost or the average amount of money spent by households bringing sons or daughters back to college is $1,364.75. You just had a recent back-to-school trip in your family. How was your shopping?
I think I spent that just in gasoline from here through Chicago and down to Bloomington. Yeah, so yeah, there's no question there was a lot of Amazon boxes at our house before we loaded it up and took them down to Bloomington. But it was a great trip. It's an amazing experience, of course, for him. And the last one. So we got my wife and I and a couple of dogs looking at each other right now.
All right. Very good. That's a great experience and glad everything went well. Hopefully you got back safe and sound. How are the gas prices along the way?
Yeah, you know, they're obviously through Chicago. They're a bit higher. Obviously, five tolls here and there, but you know, probably you know, getting up towards $5 a gallon. So we tried to fuel up before we left. So gas prices are certainly high, and of course, Jeff, that's one of the reasons why we're starting to see, you know, people feel the way they do about consumer confidence. You saw perhaps you saw this consumer confidence index that went up, But why is it going up when you look at all of these cross currents, right?
Right.
That are happening. You saw the unemployment rate a year ago was at 3.4%. Today it's at 4.3% and expected to go higher. Some economists are even talking about 5%. Now that's not an absurd number, but Jeff, it's a lot higher than what it was, and there's this thing called the SOM rule, and if it goes up more than 50 basis points, that it shows a slowing of the economy. Well, we're going to be way above that. So I think people feel that. People feel that the unemployment rate is going up. They know that their buying power has decreased because of inflation over the last number of years, and that's the reason why they're starting to, you know, pinch their pennies.
Yeah, I mean, do you see retail habits then starting to shift? I mean, it's like, how do you square that sentiment? If the consumer confidence index rose slightly this past summer in June, but it just seems like people are a little less positive about their family's financial situations right now.
I don't know that you can square it. I mean, there's cross currents, right? And so right now you look at, for example, Home Depot. They reported this morning, and the great example of what's happening right now, sales were up from last year, but they're projecting that they're going to decrease 3 to 4% next year. And you see it, and you're seeing it now in Home Depot with their report this morning. You see it with fast food, you know, McDonald's bringing a $5 meal back. They're trying to do that because they know people's purchasing power has decreased. Mm-hmm. And so when inflation goes up and their paychecks haven't kept up with it, that is the reason why the confidence is down. Unemployment rate is going up, and then you saw the whipsaw of the stock market last week, Monday. Really what happened there was this crazy thing called the Japanese yen carry trade unwinding. Now, I know that's a lot of words there, but really what it was is they had something going on in Japan and that bled over to the United States. All of this kind of takes away the wealth effect because people don't feel as good because their 401ks are going down or their taxes are going up, or the inflation is going up, and all of that suggests that they're going to start pinching pennies, especially as we go into an election. I mean, think about this, Jeff. Just, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the Democrats were completely despondent that they were going to lose the race, and now they're jumping in the streets because Kamala has passed up Trump in the most recent polls. So people are getting whipsawed around, and that's the reason why I'm not sure you can square it at this moment.
Yeah, and it all leads kind of, like you said, to more cautious spending, particularly in those discretionary areas. Consumers are just prioritizing essential expenditures because they don't know what's going to happen. And that's life in the big city, but it's a lot to deal with for sure. I want to, when we come back, talk about what your thoughts are on the outcome of the U.S.-China financial discussions that are happening this week. Also get your take on Gen X. A lot of new surveys out regarding the amount of money that Gen X has saved and will they be able to retire, and to see what your thoughts and suggestions are. We're talking with Dave Spanos, CEO of Annex Wealth Management. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Dave Spano, CEO of Annex Wealth Management. The WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Always appreciate all the insights from the 262. Just to follow up on our last conversations, saying the ultra-discount airlines seem to be cutting back future flights to mostly leisure destinations like Vegas, Florida, and Bahamas. So wondering if that's a sign of personal discretionary vacation spending getting cut back as well. Definitely a good insight and something to keep an eye on. Another thing to keep an eye on this week, the Financial Working Group due to meet August 15th and 16th. Senior U.S. and Chinese economic officials will meet to discuss economic issues in Shanghai this week. Dave, what do you think could come out of these discussions? Kind of a, you know, they discuss economic priorities at this twice a decade conference.
Right. I think it's going to be a big nothing burger. So I wouldn't expect much. You know, they're supposed to talk about these things like cross-border trade and lending payments and communication between the two. But, you know, probably the bigger issues, there won't be much movement just because of the relationship with the United States and China right now. Of course, you know, obviously they're eyeing up Taiwan, and that has increased the geopolitical risk for sure. But, you know, they're probably going to, you know, do some things like, you know, talk about what China is doing. And they've invested a lot in resources, especially into green technology. And when they just keep building these things, what's happening is they're just dumping them at sometimes below cost here in the United States. And because economic growth really isn't their concern, keeping and wielding their power really is. And so these tariffs that Biden put on EVs and solars and semiconductors and batteries, all of that will continue no matter who is president come next year. So now it probably it's going to be a good talking point, but I expect a big nothing burger out of it, my friend.
Yeah, well, kind of for show to an extent, right. For sure. Yes.
Right.
So I'm seeing some new data around Gen X. 55% of those in Gen X don't expect to be financially prepared for retirement, compared to 48% for boomers, 46% for millennials. And this is according to a recent study. What advice do you have for Gen X that, all right, we're looking at retirement really soon, but we're not prepared?
Right. So a couple of things, and let's just start to talk about what you led in with, which is, are you starting to see leisure travel begin to decrease? And this is all part of that. That you're seeing the upper income individuals, you know, who did all this revenge travel, right? They're looking at that right now, and the younger folks don't have the money, and those are just demographics. I mean, if you look at where the wealth is held, and it's clearly above those who are age 50. So my recommendation would be to the Gen Xers and below and younger is start often, save what you can, but get started. Just start early, and now is better than never, right? So start putting money in, especially if you have a, you know, 401k or 403b or whatever it is at work. Start to do that sometimes. In most conditions, the companies match your deposit. And that's when people come in to retire, Jeff, what we're seeing is a big part of their net worth is clearly their retirement, right? And where they get it, where's their qualified plan, where there's their IRA. So start often, start early, start putting that money in, even if it's a small amount. At least you get in the rhythm of putting that money in on a pre-tax basis and let it grow. I mean, you think about, I don't want to, you know, tell you how old I am, but, you know, 40, you know, I was in high school in the 1982, and you know what? The Dow Jones was under 1,000, and look where we are today. So, I mean, you just look at what can happen and continue to put your money in on a pre-tax basis and start to save. Obviously, keep your debt under control. These are all the things that you would expect.
Yeah, no matter what generation you're in.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
And so you do all of these things. So,
all right.
And continue to do that. But yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. You know, lots to talk about, and you know, all these cross currents that are out there will continue to happen, especially until we know how the election comes out.
What else should we watch for in the coming week?
Yeah, well, there's for sure CPI data is out. So the Fed, you know, the Fed's got a big job in front of them. You know, we know that they're going to, you know, very likely going to lower interest rates in September. But there's other tools they can do. So they have one more data point coming tomorrow, which is the CPI index. We've got that. We have retail sales. That's how we started our interview today. And Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index for August is coming out. And people aren't feeling great. Vibes are kind of bad. And so we're seeing that right now. And so consumer confidence really is an issue, especially for the incumbent party. We're going to see how that plays out over the next 90 days.
All right. Very good. Dave Spano, CEO of Annex Wealth Management. Appreciate your time. When we talk next time, Dave, I need to get your thoughts on Donald Trump's thoughts around monetary policy and kind of putting more monetary policy control in the hands of the president. So we'll tee that up for the next time we speak.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Enjoy the rest of the week.